enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. The 19th day of December 2010. We're going to have a jam-packed transmission for you on this Sunday. Coming up, we have Senator-elect, soon to be the actual senator here in just a few weeks, Rand Paul joining us. Then former Congressman Bob Barr weighs in on the growing police state and the TSA groping, expanding all over the country. And, of course, you know, the TSA has now started groping on the highways, the bus terminals, and they're making millions of union workers get a Homeland Security authorization to even have a job. You have to file an application, not to work for the government, but to have a job, period, in a union as they seize control of the infrastructure. And then Dr. Mercola on all the poisons in our environment and ways to protect yourself from it. He's coming up in the second hour today. Again, it is the 19th day of December, 2010. 10, our next to last Sunday broadcast of the year. I guess next week's, I'll be the last of the year. So, again, I appreciate everybody joining us this evening. I know that there's other important things you could be doing, like watching NFL football or going to a topless bar and getting drunk. No, but being serious, folks that tune into this show understand that liberty is everything. Liberty and freedom, and the freedom to not be a slave and to control your own life and destiny, is the engine of everything wholesome and good in this world. And as the corruption of the New World Order comes out more and more, the system is doing everything it can to stage terror attacks, to fearmonger, and to try to force us back into submission as seeing the state as our big mommy, our big daddy. They want us to be basically forever like ignorant children being led around by Big Brother, Big Sis. But the issue is Big Brother and Big Sis do not have our best interest at heart. Big Brother and Big Sis literally are feeding on us like wolves feed on sheep or cattle. And that's why they've got all this new legislation we've been covering in weeks past dealing with WikiLeaks. And that's why they're moving so hard to try to pass the different cybersecurity legislation and the different legislation to put you in prison for life or worse if you leak any type of secrets or if you're a member of the media and you report on it. But I agree with Ron Paul. He said it best that telling the truth is not treason. Plus, Julian Assange, who's now been released from jail, is on bail, is not an American to begin with. You have to be an American to engage in treason against the United States. But the real people engaging in treason are the corrupt politicians who've gotten into power and who have sold us out to the crooked offshore banks who are now literally not just sucking this country, but the entire world dry right now. Meanwhile, the United States is continuing, the New York Times reports, to build a case for conspiracy by WikiLeaks. And there's open talk of a federal grand jury impaneled looking at some type of espionage indictments against Assange or others. Will they indict Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations czar, who first announced WikiLeaks 3 years ago in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post? Will they go after George Soros' right-hand man publicly funding WikiLeaks, or the Chinese dissidents admittedly on CIA payroll and connected who are the heart of WikiLeaks? Again, Assange is clearly a puppet. I salute much of the work of WikiLeaks, but this is being done as a 9/11-style attack, a false flag attack on the Internet, and to create a chilling effect. There's open discussions of indicting the New York Times, going after their different reporters or editors for publishing WikiLeaks material, or going after Guardian reporters. But in England, the government already has D-notices to block anything that any story that violates national security. So why has the Guardian been allowed to do this over and over again? Because it's part of a larger program. So they can get corporations and government scared, and the insiders can get all of this anti-free speech legislation rammed through. So regardless of what you think of WikiLeaks, if you believe in the First Amendment and free speech worldwide, you've got to say no to people out there promoting the execution of Julian Assange. You know, give me a break. They should not make telling the truth illegal. All right, folks, we'll be right back with Senator Rand Paul, Congressman Bob Barr, Dr. Mercola, and others. Stay with us at InfoWars.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, he's promised to come back in the new year for longer. We've only got him for about 10, 15 minutes right now. How amazing. Senator-elect Rand Paul going to the Senate. Senator, I just want to say congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you again, Alex.
My first question is, they threw everything they could at you, one of the biggest demonization campaigns in modern history. It failed. What does that say about the dinosaur corporate establishment media?
Well, I think it's amazing that, not only did they throw the kitchen sink at us, they made up a few things along the way. But what I would say is that the mainstream media doesn't control the process anymore. I think there are so many other outlets where people are getting their news. Talk radio is a big one. The Internet's another big one. And I think also that the scare tactics of saying, oh, so-and-so is going to take away or cut off your grandmother's Social Security doesn't work anymore, because people realize that if we do nothing, no one will have Social Security, no one will have Medicare, because the politicians have basically spent all the money, and there has to be some reform. Whether you like it or not, there's going to have to be. Mm-hmm. Some kind of entitlement reform.
Well, moving quickly through these questions, again, you're gracious to join us. Obviously, I'm sure you know that Cass Sunstein at the White House, commissioner of the FCC, said freedom without government control of media was an aberration. They're really moving in right now to try to curtail free speech. What's your concern with that, Senator?
Well, it's funny. I've been concerned about the fairness doctrine ever since I was a teenager, and I can remember writing to a conservative leader back then, and the conservative leader said, oh, we need a fairness doctrine because the liberals are controlling all the radio and the television. Now it's funny. It's the opposite. Now that there's more conservative commentators, the liberals want to stifle the conservatives. But I think free speech is free speech, whether it's a liberal commentator or a conservative commentator, and that we shouldn't have the government involved in deciding what we hear on the radio waves, what we read in the newspaper, what we write, what is written in books.
Senator, obviously you're watching the lame duck Congress try to legalize illegal aliens with the DREAM Act, trying to further gut society, trying to pass the food safety bill, which was written by Big Agra to shut down local farms and ranches. Boy, I tell you, they are really showing how disconnected they are. Are you going to try to lead in the Senate to make sure that whatever horrible things they do, like Obamacare and other things, are repealed?
Absolutely. And the other thing is you got to wonder why, when we just had such a big historic mandate of an election, that they're trying to ram all these things through in a lame duck. Of course, we know why, but the thing is we shouldn't let them do it. The people have spoken and elected, nearly 100 new people in the House, 13 new people in the Senate, that we need to wait till the electoral process has been allowed to occur and the new people get there. So, yes, anything they try to do in this session, I think we will try to reverse. And I think that you're already hearing people. People are saying that let's wait for the new people. That's what Senator DeMint said today. Let's wait for the new senators.
Absolutely. They've certainly been rebuked in their activities, but they're like a bunch of drunken sailors trying to steal as much as they can. Speaking of your father, headline, Ron Paul, author of In the Fed, to lead a panel overseeing central bank. Are you going to join with your father in an attempt to get rid of the private Federal Reserve system that won't tell Congress where the trillions went?
Well, how exciting is it to have the probably historically the number one critic of the Fed being in charge of oversight of the Fed? That's got to excite people throughout the country, and I think a lot of good will come of it. I think the first thing we have to do is try to audit the Fed and have a real meaningful audit of the Fed. I was amazed at the coalition my dad put together. Over 330 people in the House signed on to it, 30-some-odd people in the Senate. And yet, like so many legislative shenanigans, they stole victory from him and they gave us a watered-down audit. But even the watered-down audit, we're getting some information about what the Fed bought. But boy, he could really get through, if he could get through a real audit, I will be supporting and introducing that in the Senate as well. So I think the potential for us shedding some light on what the Fed does is enormous.
A lot of folks obviously want your father to run for president. Are you thinking about or are you getting questions, Senator-elect, about running for president yourself?
Well, no, but it's very complimentary to get such a question. But, you know, I think I haven't even really been sworn into my first office, so it might be premature for me to be thinking about it.
Well, it was the same
office.
Thing with George Washington. He went right from general to president. I mean, we need doctors and farmers and people to be senators and presidents. We don't need, you know, the lawyers. I mean, it's so great that you and your father are both doctors. I mean, you're there right now seeing patients today in between this interview. Your victory is our victory, and I just want to commend you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I know you've got a lot of loyal listeners, and we hear from them, and we meet them across the country and all across Kentucky. I end up running into your loyal fans. But the interesting thing is that we're going to do some things that have never been done before, in the sense that as soon as I get there, I'm going to talk about and introduce a bill that will cut a significant amount of spending. We have a bill we're working on that will cut $500 billion worth of spending, and that's where we've got to start. And I think the American people are ready to hear it because the American people know that we're mortgaging our future to China, that we're printing up the money to pay for these massive debts, and that ultimately, as the day of reckoning comes closer and closer, we are in fear of destroying our country if we don't do something about this. And so I think people are no longer afraid, at least I'm not afraid, to go ahead and introduce significant spending cuts and say, look, if you're serious about this problem, you need to vote for this.
Absolutely.
We'll have a discussion.
Senator, sorry to interrupt you. We've only got about 6 minutes left with you here today, and I've got so many questions. MSNBC was deceitful. They lied about what your real views were. They tried all sorts of dirty tricks. They said, if you don't like Obamacare, you are a racist. We now learn that hundreds of millions of dollars from your father's even partial audit of our tax money went to General Electric and to MSNBC. How creepy is that to know that a government media source like the Kremlin or something went after you?
Well, and the weird thing about it also is that, you know, I tell people that once upon a time our dollar was backed by gold until about 1971, at least partially. From 71 to about the year 2005, our dollar was backed by at least U.S. Treasury bills, debt. Wasn't the best thing in the world, but it was the least it was government debt. From about 2005 on, though, it's backed by, I guess, buying GE, MSNBC, backed by buying used car loans, basically backed by what the government calls toxic assets, things that you and I and no person with a rational investment mind would ever buy. We were forced to buy by the Federal Reserve buying it. But that's essentially what backs the U.S. dollar now. Toxic assets are now what we pyramid the dollar on, and that is worrisome.
Incredible. Dealing with the carbon tax, when you said, I've got a message from the Tea Party to Washington, we're going to stop you from this carbon tax. California went ahead with it. A 20% tax, they're already got over 30% unemployment, 60 Minutes reports. What are you going to do as a senator, sir, to try to aggressively block Obama from implementing his agenda by stealth through the EPA and FDA and other groups?
Yeah, that's one of my biggest fears. And one of the things that through the election I learned more about our government was that I was amazed and appalled to know how much the unelected bureaucrats are doing. And that basically if something fails in the Senate or on the House, they simply do it anyway through these bureaucracies. And so part of the reform agenda that I think the Tea Party stands for, one of the items that I will push for is sunsetting all regulations. Basically, if they pass a regulation, it has to be voted on in Congress by a certain period of time, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, but it cannot just be put on the books by unelected bureaucrats. And really, we're in danger of having the government run by these standing bureaucracies. You know, the founding fathers talked about standing armies. Now what we have is a standing bureaucracy that we need to fear, and we really need to have governmental reform. And that's a big thing that I'm going to be pushing as part of what I call the Tea Party platform.
Wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dealing with the TSA, we had your father, the honorable congressman and medical doctor from Texas, where I hail from. We had him on about 3 weeks ago, and it made national news and the Drudge Report and ABC News and other places. He hadn't really complained about it previously. He was against the TSA and its groping and radiating people. But now the TSA is announcing they're going to continue sticking their hands actually in people's pants. They only grabbed him on the outside of the pants. And same thing happened to former Governor Ventura. Now the Indian ambassador says she'll never come back here again. That's in the news today. Who runs things, the TSA and Homeland Security or the Congress? Plus, what are the feds doing seizing control of transportation? Now they're expanding out to the roads. They're putting telescreens in Walmart with Napolitano, giving people orders. What's your take on all this Orwellian stuff, and what's your plan to deal with that?
Well, I think it's amazing that after 10 years, we still don't have a frequent flyer plan. It just shows you the incompetence of the federal government that, you know, my father flies twice a week. My brother-in-law flies three or four times a week. Why is there not some sort of voluntary program or private program where you could volunteer to have a little more background check, but do it voluntarily, and have a private group that you do it, and then you fly through the airport or walk through without obstruction? There's no reason why this couldn't be done, except for the government does not seem to be able to do anything in a logical fashion. And so instead of saying, well, let's investigate certain people who are flying in from certain countries, most of the danger, I think, and risk on the planes is people coming from other countries. So why don't we look at those folks, you know, look at the flight plan of who's coming to visit us from certain countries and do some investigation in advance of those folks. But I think we're wasting time on the millions and millions of Americans who aren't a threat. And when you waste so much time on those people, you don't have enough time to spend on the people who truly are a threat.
Well, Senator Rand Paul joining us live, only a minute or two left. They know that the American people aren't the threat, but the MIAC and Homeland Security report, again, your father, it said if you have a Ron Paul sticker, that's the enemy. Returning veterans, it was in the news yesterday that TSA's harassing our returning troops. I mean, you're being diplomatic, and I respect that, but what do you, I mean, in your gut, do you agree that this is just a federal power grab and they want to train us, normal citizens, to basically submit like we're criminals in a prison?
Well, I think the danger anytime you give a government agency so much power is that exactly what Rahm Emanuel said about government, you know, let no crisis go wasted, let no crisis deter us, or, you know, let's use those crises to go ahead and foment and use government to grow larger and larger. So, yeah, there is a danger, and what they do is they suck in some well-meaning people, and they want the power to say that it's going after terrorism, which none of us want terrorists to be allowed to attack our country. But in the process, we all get swooped up in it, and all of our liberties get infringed upon. And that's the real danger in these things. Mm-hmm. But it always works upon trying to show you something that is rational, something that people don't want to have happen. Nobody wants another terrorist attack. But in doing so, then everybody gets lumped in together, and our freedoms get eroded and taken away.
Last question, sir. Obviously, there are a lot of Republicans and like Boehner, who it was in Bloomberg, was going to try to block your father getting the committee chairmanship that he was already supposed to get in seniority. and blocking so many others. He's a protege of Newt Gingrich, who supports global warming taxes and globalism. I'm not trying to get a fight going between Republicans, but we've seen former Senator Trent Lott brag in the news that, hey, we're going to co-opt all these new senators and House members. I would hope that if you do see the co-opting, that not only we know you won't sell out, we know that, you're honorable family, you're an honorable person, values are what matter, but hopefully you'll blow the whistle and truly lead and let us know about who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. We know Senator DeMint's good and a few others. But what's your basic statement on that? I mean, are they already trying to pull you into the smoky rooms?
Well, I think what's interesting is that we've already had an impact and we haven't even gotten up there. And I think they have heard the message. And you've heard some of them saying, you know what, we heard the message of the election. But the real devil is in the details and, you know, of what these negotiations are, what happens behind closed doors. And I will do my utmost to shine light on that, but also to stand up in the Senate and say, this isn't what we're going to do. We have to do something about the debt. And we can't just keep spending money. So, yeah, I think you'll find that I will be a voice that will look for opportunities at every turn to try to slow down their agenda and also to correct things. And I think that that's not really been done in the past because so many of the people who get elected have been in office forever and ever. I've never been in office before. So I think it gives me a perspective where I haven't been beaten down by the system. And I go there really, truly with the belief that I can and want to be part of a movement that changes our country for the better.
Yes, sir. In closing, and I know you've got to get back to patience, one caveat here. I know that we do need to cut spending. You've called for cutting defense. I believe you said by $100 billion. That's large. That's substantive. But also, don't we need to say no more bailouts? If somebody like Paulson comes down there again, like happened in October 2 years ago, and says, we're going to have martial law, we're going to have collapse if you don't do this. I mean, what do we do at that point when they try to hold our financial system hostage again? I mean, what are you planning to do at that point?
Well, I think you need to have people who are brave enough and confident enough in their belief in freedom to stand up and say, we can survive a bankruptcy, and also to point out that AIG's bankruptcy or lack of bankruptcy and their bailout basically wasn't bailing out just AIG. It was bailing out a lot of Wall Street bankers who had money in AIG, but also was bailing out a lot of foreign banks. So really a lot of this is just pointing out the truth and letting people know that. And I think people are very upset when they find out that, you know, very, very wealthy inside bankers in New York as well as across the country and across the world benefited from average middle-class taxpayers like the rest of us having to send money to Washington to bail out AIG. Mm-hmm. But what they do is they all gang up and say, oh, it'd be the end of the world if you don't do this. But my dad's always made a good point that all the people who said it would be the end of the world and that there'd be a collapse of the economy were all the same people who didn't predict any of this coming. So we don't have to accept their word at face value, that we have to take their predictions as they were.
Well, thank you, Senator-elect, and we look forward to talking to you when you are in office. This is a great victory for all lovers of liberty. They threw everything they could at you and collectively all of us, and they failed. This could be history if we get Ron Paul in as president, as John Adams, and then down the road, like John Quincy Adams, Rand Paul. Sir, God bless you. Have a great holiday. Say hi to your wife and sons, and say hi to your father and mother. Just God bless you, Senator.
Thank you, Alex.
Amazing. There he goes. Senator Rand Paul. And they pulled their hair out. They did everything they could to stop us, and they failed. And it's like a victory of Washington at Trenton. We're going to have more victories. And, hey, some of us aren't going to make it out of this. But in the end, my great-great-great-great-grandchildren are going to be just like Buck Rogers. We're going to the stars, and they're not going to stop us.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Reverse the tide of tyranny. The special interests globally that go in any nation they wish, buy off the politicians, and then attach themselves to the people's tax money. You've got all the special interests. They write the rules to shut down their competition. Evidenced by the fact that 97% of stimulus money to small businesses went to Fortune 500. Evidenced by Obama giving hundreds of waivers to McDonald's and others to not have to get insurance for their employees, but everybody else who has a company is going to be forced to. That's an unfair trade advantage. You know, these are the real forms of discrimination that are taking place in our society. And then in the name of not having discrimination, they say everyone will have the TSA body scan you. Everyone will have the TSA stick their hands down your pants. Everyone will have their rights taken away. Unless you're a member of Congress or a member of the cabinet. No, you get to go around the naked body scanners. And then I see all these news articles. Feds warrantlessly tracking Americans' credit cards in real time. Wired Magazine, they just say, oh, guess what? We're not just spying on you. We're tracking all your credit cards, and we're tracking all your loyalty cards in real time. Here's the Washington Post. Government reports violations of limits on spying aimed at U.S. citizens. So we've gone from 4 years ago, Bush in that press conference, President Bush saying, oh, we don't spy on you without warrants, to just, hey, everything's spied on. Well, there's an organization out there fighting it, and it's Liberty Guard, libertyguard.org. And, of course, Bob Barr is the chair and the head of it. We had the president on of Liberty Guard last week. His website's bobbarr.org. He really doesn't need any introduction. Well-known congressman, defender of civil liberties and basic human rights, also ran in 2008 as Libertarian presidential candidate for president, and had a good showing on that front, and certainly got to inject a lot of serious issues into the debate. He joins us for the next 25 minutes. Congressman, good to have you on with us.
Oh, it's always great to be with you all and your many, many listeners out there.
Congressman, let's start at the beginning. How did we go this far where the town I live in has federally run face scanning cameras and license plate readers through the Threat Fusion Center? They have clergy response teams, admittedly, with preachers trained to spy for Homeland Security. That's Associated Press. We have TSA sticking their hands down people's pants and radiating them, but the borders are basically wide open. I'm glad you formed Liberty Guard and for years have been speaking out against this, but, man, you know, folks were like, oh, Bob Barr's kind of a little too concerned 10 years ago. Now people are saying, my God, I mean, are we going to be worse than 1984?
I tell you, the technology that is available nowadays that governments and businesses can use to invade privacy and to data mine goes far beyond anything that George Orwell could have envisioned. So, in some respects, certainly we're not at the point of the totalitarian brutality state that was depicted in 1984. But in terms of the technology that is available to government to invade people's privacy and to control them by taking away their privacy, far exceeds what was available or could be even contemplated back in the 1940s when 1984 was written.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, take the TSA, and I want to see if you concur with me, and then I want you to have some time and go over your view on it and what Liberty Guard is doing. But they, I mean, I saw Ridge 7 years ago when he was head of Homeland Security on C-SPAN in a two-hour roundtable with corporate heads. He said, you'll have to have an ID card to have a job. That's the real ID. He said that it will be internal checkpoints, and now they're out there with the TSA running checkpoints on highways, bus terminals, as you know, Congressman. And now they're saying a no-fly, no-buy. If they say you can't fly, you can't buy a gun, no judge, no jury, you're put on this Kafka-esque list. I mean, is this not internal checkpoints? Give us your take on that and just the overall spectrum of what's happening with the TSA.
What's happened here, Alex, is we've had a sort of a perfect storm. We've seen, and you've seen, of course, because you've spoken out about it for many years, the growth in government power on virtually all fronts, but it accelerated greatly as a result of what happened on September 11th of 2001. And it is that abject fear that has both empowered government to greatly accelerate the steps to control people, to take away their privacy, to gain information, to control them in various ways. And it's that same fear that has made so many Americans virtual sheep in terms of saying, well, if it makes us safer, it's okay. We have to give up some of our freedom in order for government to make us secure. I mean, that is a toxic mixture that has given rise now to the scenario that you've just described, which, for example, just focusing on one very small part of it, and that is the TSA naked body scanners or the very intrusive hand searches. Clearly, these are unconstitutional because they are doing this to people as to whom they have no reasonable suspicion whatsoever that they have done anything wrong or are purporting or attempting, for example, to bring weapons or explosives on an airplane. Also, I think it's important for people to keep in mind, as I know your listeners do, that the freedom to travel, the right to travel in interstate commerce, that is to take a commercial airliner from point A to point B, has been found many years ago by the U.S. Supreme Court to be a fundamental index of freedom, of liberty. Now, are we going to get to the point where the Supreme Court will put a stop to this nonsense? I don't know. Justice Alito on the U.S. Supreme Court, for example, in an opinion a few years ago, seemed to indicate that without some suspicion that an air traveler is doing something wrong or that TSA can articulate a reason why they need to search this particular person beyond the normal screening process is unconstitutional. Whether or not he still believes that, whether or not a majority of the court will so render a decision, I don't know. And even though I'm not terribly hopeful that will happen, it's terribly important that we finally get some resolution of this, to get this teed up so that it can get through the courts.
Well, absolutely, Congressman. But on top of that, we've seen in the last few weeks cases where they want to X-ray a woman's breast milk, or they want another woman to dump her milk out, and they hold up the TSA's own rule book, which is just regulations, but their own rules, and they don't care because so many of these people, it seems, enjoy the exercise of power. Some are polite, but I've seen others that literally treat people worse than, you know, jail guards treat prisoners. It's just incredible. And also, they're supposed to take a medical ID card when they're clearly wanding someone's knee, and it's a metal knee or a metal hip. I've talked to Governor Ventura about this. They all know who he is. I've seen him ask for autographs, but then they grab his crotch. I've flown with him right in front of him. Ron Paul was on 2 weeks ago. He said, yes, they grab his crotch. I have sat there and watched nothing but women and children being searched when I was in San Jose. So they also randomly only search certain groups. I mean, this is a complete journey towards submission to these untrained, in many respects, federal goons, Congressman. I mean, this is, as you said, so Orwellian.
To create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
There are five things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the five steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like him any more than he did.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying.
Where do you see this fight going? In your gut, do you agree with me that this is something actually that's gone too far, people being sexually violated, and that no matter what the TSA does or how much propaganda they put out or how much intimidation, that if you don't do it, we'll give you $11,000 fines or we'll put you on a no-fly list? I mean, do you see them losing this?
They will lose it. The American people will prevail, but it's going to take a lot of hard work over an extended period of time, Alex. It's not going to be successful. That is the fight for freedom and to rein in this intrusive, overbearing, and unnecessary, unconstitutional government behavior. You can never let up in the fight against government oppression. Never, ever let up. So, you know, it's a constant battle to make sure that the real ID doesn't surface as something else. They'll give it a new acronym and so forth, or they'll fund it partially somewhere and then come back to it again later. But at least for now, that's been a very significant success in fighting government intrusion and unconstitutional behavior. Secondly, even though these are small victories that you just indicated with regard to airline pilots and some loosening of the intrusive searches and the x-rays on certain types of persons, children under and minors and so forth, it's going to take a lot more. I mean, as long as the government is able to have people subject themselves to a naked body scanner, with the only alternative being a, you know, grossly invasive manual search, without articulating any suspicion that the person that they're searching, either electronically or manually, has done anything wrong, as long as people are willing to put up with that, it's going to embolden government to continue to press the envelope. I'm also hopeful that the court challenges will be successful. I'm also hopeful that some of the new chairmen coming into Congress, for example, John Mica of Florida, who is likely to be the Transportation Committee chair in the House with responsibility over air travel, and Daryl Issa of California, who is likely to take over as chair of the Government Oversight and Reform Committee, that both of these chairs on the House side will very shortly after taking over their positions, which seems likely as chairman of these two key committees, will hold some real tough and consistent long-term oversight hearings on TSA and what they're doing.
All right, Congressman, a bunch of quick questions in the 12 minutes we've got left with you. Specifically, dealing with some of your FOIA requests that you've put out, Bob Barr investigates TSA stand down on National Opt-Out Day. I mean, if they're saying that this terror threat was so imminent, they had to stick their hands down people's pants and put nuns and little old ladies in naked body scanners, which they've been caught saving, by the way, folks, just continual deception, then isn't that then some type of stand-down or dereliction of duty or fraud? If, as we've now confirmed, even mainstream news has confirmed, but I had employees that flew that day in multiple airports, that they did completely stand down the scanners at most airports. They didn't do the pat-downs. They were just running people through them. At some of the other airports, they just curtailed it and then ran this hoax saying, oh, it was TSA Appreciation Day. No one opted out. I mean, that looks like that could be criminal right there. I mean, shouldn't we have some type of congressional investigation about the stand down, A, and then B, watchdog probes, DHS spying on Drudge, PrisonPlanet.com, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones. The Drudge Report, of course, has been carrying that. So talk about A, the stand down, and B, your FOIA dealing with persecution, because even CNN has reported that they believe their reporters and others have been put on the list after running reports critical.
It's a real problem that we've gotten to the point in this country where if you simply question what the government is doing, you're going to find yourself on the wrong end of that government power. We see it in a number of areas, Alex. We see it when citizens simply use a camera video or a handheld video to record what police are doing in the public arena where they appear to be beating up somebody or taking action that they shouldn't, and having then the police come after the people that are videotaping, recording what is being done. What is being done in the open publicly.
Yeah, there's no perception. I mean, you know, as a congressman and lawyer and everything else, there's no perception of privacy. So why do the cops march over 200 yards and then beat you up and arrest you for videotaping them?
It's a problem, and we see the same thing with regard to some of the folks that have had what seems very clearly to be vindictive retaliation against them by TSA simply for raising some questions or objecting to what's been going on. But the lawsuits hopefully will start clearing some of this up. And you know, people need to not be intimidated. They need to be polite. They need to be respectful. I've never urged anybody not to be polite and respectful. If the government appears to be doing something that you know not to be proper and that your rights are being violated. But it's a sad day when people find that simply because they question government authority and what government is doing, that they then have retaliatory action taken against them.
Well, Congressman,
this is something that Congress ought to look into.
So this, I'm sorry to interrupt, so that is something Congress should look into.
Absolutely, they should. The two committees that I indicated, the Government Reform Committee that will be chaired by Darrell Issa of California, and the Transportation Committee that will be chaired by John Mica of Florida.
Obviously, you've got some gravitas as a long-serving former congressman, you know, committee chairman. You were also in the CIA for many years. Hopefully they won't ignore your organization's FOIA request. I don't think it should be called a request. It's a demand under law, but they ignore it so often, as you know. But I've tried to get my FBI file, and they won't even respond. I got a lawyer involved. They said national security. Lord knows what's in that thing. Do you think you'll get any success getting this information from the TSA? And if you do, what's the time frame generally?
Now, these things can take a long time, unfortunately, a lot longer than they should. You know, we hope to you know, have the records within within 20 days. Although they may respond that it takes longer for some reason or whatnot. I'm hopeful that that we'll get at least some good information from the FOIA request that we sent in on the 29th of November. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. It is troubling that there certainly appears to be, as you've already indicated, a TSA stand down on the use of the full-body, naked-body scanners on the days that there was a great deal of attention drawn to opting out, even as the TSA was claiming that the use of these scanners is absolutely essential to protect the traveling public. You know, you can't have it both ways.
Amazing. In closing, we see Cass Sunstein at the White House. I'm sure you've seen it, being a civil libertarian, openly saying shut down alternative media, fine or arrest people that question man-made global warming. We've got all these announcements by other czars that they want to restrict free speech. We see these moves by Jay Rockefeller, in his words, we'd be better off never having the internet. He talked about shutting down Fox News in a bizarre statement 2 weeks ago. As the alternative media expands, I see a perfect storm of the old dinosaur media and the government really having an end for the alternative media. What's your take on their moves to start curtailing free speech?
This is always a danger with government, Alex. I remember it. You know, you're a lot younger than I am, but I remember I was working for the government during the Nixon era. Nixon tried this virtually every. The only one I can remember that didn't try anything like this was probably Reagan. But you know, there's constant efforts, Republican or Democratic administrations alike, to control the media. And there are so many more ways to get ideas out in the public arena now. The good news is that those mechanisms are out there, so people do have the power and the ability to be much better informed. But on the other hand, it also provides a lot more mechanisms or vehicles for government to try and control.
Amazing, Congressman.
They're doing it I'm drawing a blank.
Hold on one moment. Hold on one moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.